Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is priceless, and it shall cease forever, that he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. For he sees wise men die, likewise the fool and the senseless person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their house will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and of their posterity who approve their sayings. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave, far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Psalm 49. Did you hear? Did you understand the wisdom of the psalmist? Who is there among you who wants to be rich? Who thinks that money is a panacea, a solution to all problems? All problems are like a tree whose roots are embedded in sin and whose wood is eventually fashioned into a coffin to lie in the grave throughout all ages. Where there is no sin, there would be no death. All people would be living in an idyllic world of peace and love and joy, but this is not what we see. Problems plague us throughout our lives, reminding us that we are sinners, and then comes the ultimate curse of sin, death. Can riches change that? A man's riches may buy him a fancy coffin, a spectacular funeral, and a monumental gravestone, but he ends up being just as dead as the poor man who's laid in a pine box. Here is wisdom. Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the ransom, the redemption of their souls is priceless, and it shall cease forever. That he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. Since the fall into sin, men have tried desperately to find ways to cheat death. And the pharaohs had their bodies mummified. Ponce de Leon is said to have searched for the fabled fountain of youth. Today, there are 106 people floating inside giant bottles filled with nitrogen, kept at a temperature below minus 130 degrees Celsius. The hope is that future scientific advances will provide a cure for whatever it was that killed them, and then they will be revived, and live on forever. I suppose that's the hope. All of this is rather expensive. It takes money. Mummification. Worldwide searches for the fountain of youth. Cryogenics. But it's all foolishness. The mummies are now in museums, with people parading by, gawking at the leathery corpses. Ponce de Leon is now dust in some grave. Those frozen bodies are a bunch of human popsicles waiting until maybe somebody turns off the electricity. No one has the means to redeem his brother from the grave. As it says, the redemption of their souls is priceless. It's far too costly, exceeding by far the combined wealth of the entire universe. But there is one who has the means. For our psalmist himself says, God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. There is this one whose wealth exceeds gold and silver and the riches of the universe. It is the same one that the psalmist talks about and in whom we believe. Praise be to God that you know what he's talking about here. For you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the priceless blood of Christ. Priceless blood, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Our celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is an announcement that the ransom has been paid, that nothing less than the blood of God sufficed to purchase our souls from death. Priceless. So speak the scriptures when they say, God purchased us with his own blood. What awaits us is not expensive. It's not expensive mummification, but it is free resurrection and transfiguration. Not a fountain of youth, but Christ, the water of life. Not cryogenics and scientific advances, but the breath of God invigorating these dusty, dry bones. Jesus paid the price. He removed the sins from the root, replacing it with the water of life. From root to leaf, he filled the tree with everlasting life. And now the living wood that makes up that tree is built up into a temple unto the living God. And what is alive now in time will be alive forever. We pray. O risen Redeemer, may your praises be sung throughout the earth, for you have poured out your blood as the payment for our sins and have ransomed us from the grave. Fill our hearts with joy everlasting. Do it for your name's sake. Amen. We turn to hymn 383, verses 2 and 3.